This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Mike Langdon. Mike's a managing director at Frontenac. Frontenac has got a storied reputation in private equity, great long-term firm. We're going to talk to Mike today about both himself, Frontenac, where they're specializing in, points of pride, and a little bit more. Mike, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. First of all, thank you for having me. Glad to be here. And just by way of background, I am a managing director at Frontenac, as you said. I first started with the firm back in 2001 and have been growing up in the business ever since. Kind of going way back, I'm from the state of Michigan, went to the University of Michigan, started my career at the bank DLJ in New York, and first got into the private equity business by joining their merchant bank. They actually had a $5.3 billion LBO fund that I was fortunate to gain entry to in the late 90s. And then I have been in this business for north of 20 years at this point.
But that was sort of the beginning of leverage buyouts. I mean, people, DLJ was Donaldson, Lufkin, Jeanrette. Most people won't even be able to know that at this point, particularly people that have entered the world of finance in the last 10, 15 years or so. But you were going to say something further about the background and so forth, and maybe talk about the career track at Frontenac and what that's looked like too.
Yeah, the DLJ name is not as often heard these days as it once was, but it is a source of pride. It was a terrific firm. It was bought by Credit Suisse in 2000, and it wasn't a particularly successful acquisition for Credit Suisse, but the good benefit is that the talent and the relationships that I was able to build while I was there, they've really spread all throughout Wall Street. And the DLJ alumni, there's a real source of pride among those that had a chance to be part of that firm.
It's a fascinating thing. And talk about the career track in private equity then. I mean, you were already an experienced person at that point, so you probably didn't join as an analyst, maybe as an associate. Talk about your career track at Frontenac. Now you've been there for 20 plus years.
Yeah, glad to. And you make a good point that the DLJ was the true LBO fund, and lower growth businesses, typically margin enhancement opportunities, kind of a full balance sheet, acquisitions and add-on acquisitions relevant. But it was really kind of a grinded out LBO strategy, and one that was very lucrative for the firm. I was attracted more to business building and to growing businesses, and that's what first attracted me to Frontenac and that storied franchise that you talked about. And that is, it continues to be a big source of pride for us. Frontenac was founded back in 1971, actually, so it was really one of the pioneers in the industry. And we're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. So a very long-standing franchise and one that I'm very proud to be part of, really for a couple of reasons. One is just a very people-first philosophy. That was truly a really founding principle of the firm. This was back in the day where you worked out deals and you were backing people to execute on those ideas, particularly in the earlier days of venture back in the 70s. And I think that approach has really permeated how we've done our business throughout that 50-year period. So it's true of, how we interact with our management teams. We have a big investment strategy called CEO First, where we're really partnering with human capital on the front end and bringing that to the table in a given investment situation. Showing up with more than just capital, but strategic and operating acumen. That's how we treat those people. And it's even how we treat our own team. So it's really a way of doing business. And I think aligns very well with our Midwestern values here in Chicago.
Talk for a moment, because I had a chance back in the day to deal with the Jamie Cowies of the world, the Jeremy Silvermans, the Darcy Moores, and so forth and so on. In different sort of areas within Frontenac, one, Jamie was in technology, Jeremy was in healthcare. What are the core areas of focus and maybe points of pride in Frontenac today?
Yeah, a couple of things I would flag. We have three major industries that we pursue. Industrial is one of the top of the list. We have a very deep franchise in industrial distribution, some businesses that we own, MCE. Very recently owned Ohio Transmission, GNAP, AH Harris, HE Parts International. Very, very deep franchise in and around industrial distribution, industrial services. The second area are really business services, kind of B2B, typically white-collar professional services. There we're really driving on key themes around digitization and really specialization alongside of our CEO First partners that I referenced a few moments ago. The third area is consumer and food. So we own a series of businesses in that space. Schlotterbeck and Foss is a provider of premium private label sauces and condiments and dressings. We own a distributor of botanicals, herbs, and teas, and other branded and private label food businesses. So those are the three core areas today, I think, places that we've really been able to differentiate ourselves and just been able to continuously help our founder and entrepreneur partners build their businesses, continuously improve their businesses. And I think that has proved to be a powerful value proposition to them.
And how did you end up, and I'm very familiar with the food and beverage area there, how did you end up in that area? How did that become a core area for Frontenac?
So it's been led by my colleagues, Betsy Williamson and Walter Florence. And we've just continued to piece together opportunities where we've found founders and entrepreneurs that are looking for a partner to help scale what is a nascent but sometimes subscale business, whether in providing human food. We also own a business called Whitebridge Pet Brands that executes on many of these same themes, but providing it to dogs and cats. And they're looking for somebody to, you know, help them figure out which investments to make, you know, how to do add-on acquisitions and enhance, you know, brands and other products that they're providing. I think we've really earned a series of credentials around, you know, differentiated perspective on the segment to begin with, but also a real track record of helping these businesses scale, grow, professionalize, and diversify. And I think that has been well received by successive deals that we come across.
So you've had a remarkable career at Frontenac. Maybe talk for a moment, if you're okay with it, a couple highlights of the career, the things that were exciting to you, either raising new funds, deploying capital, working with entrepreneurs or CEOs. What have been some of the highlights for yourself in your tenure there?
Yeah, a few things that I would highlight. I mean, first from a firm level, I spoke of the longevity of our firm earlier. I'm very proud of the generational transitions that have gone on here. And I think that is a problem at a number of private equity firms. You know, we're fortunate, having been around as long as we have, we've been through two of those and done so very successfully. And you mentioned some names earlier of partners that I've been fortunate to work with in the past, but are not actively part of our business today. I think it just speaks to, you know, approach to doing business and a way of perpetuating the firm, you know, having the firm be top on everybody's priority list rather than personal objectives. Second, I'd say, is really a culture that's been built around continuous improvement. You know, very true for our portfolio companies, very true of our own business, and just how we continue to get better working with portfolio companies, identifying deal opportunities, driving value, and even managing our own firm. So I think we've proved a lot of adaptability to those amid increasing competition. But I think we've also had the courage to really stick to our knitting in the lower middle market. I think that's been a particular point of pride. And third is just the day in, day out interaction with portfolio companies. It's very exciting to deal with opportunities, to capitalize on opportunities, but also, you know, to be empowered to solve problems and help those companies look around corners. You know, working with the portfolio companies, helping them scale their business and de-risk their businesses, it's proved to be not only a good thing for our investors, but I think it's a really opportunity to grow for the portfolio companies, for the leadership teams, and for myself as a professional.
When you talk about lower middle market, everybody defines it a little bit differently today. When you think about that, what does Frontenac think of lower middle market?
We're targeting businesses with between $5 and $25 million of EBITDA from the get-go, and typically seeking to deploy, you know, call it $25 to $100 million of equity capital into those situations. And our goal is really to, you know, grow, perpetuate, professionalize those businesses. You know, how do we double, triple, quadruple EBITDA during our time there? But I think oftentimes we are the first institutional capital into those situations, helping to really create product for larger strategic buyers and larger funds. I mean, I think we've demonstrated a really strong track record of doing that. We've actually been fortunate in a number of our platforms have gone on to be repeat private equity investments for other firms. There's a business called Promach that we invested in, you know, some 20 years ago. It's a packaging machinery business. It's now on its fifth private equity owner. There's a business called Ohio Transmission that's an industrial distributor. It's now on its third private equity owner. another one called Portfolio Group that provides services to auto dealers, financial services. It's now on its third private equity owner. So I think it speaks to, we've built very solid foundations for these businesses, and they have gone on to even greater heights, you know, armed with more capital and capable individuals, both on the management team and at the other private equity firms.
Mike, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. Just remarkable. I've watched Frontenac for a very, very long time, and it's a fascinating chance to visit with you and hear more about what you're doing and what you're seeing in the career there. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Scott, my pleasure. I appreciate you having me, and I look forward to continuing to listen.